Yes, Mayor Bean, Ed in Brisbane City Council. Now, appearance in place.
Yes, thank you, Your Honour. My name is Ed, Scott, HEDGE, initials SJ. I appear for the respondent, Brisbane City Council, instructed by City Legal.
Mr. Manteet, good morning.
Morning, Your Honour. David Manteet.
Thank you. Right.
Thank you, Your Honour. I explained to Mr. Manteet that Your Honour had come down and had indicated a wish to have an order that timetabled the matter towards a trial. We've prepared that order and I've been able to give Mr. Manteet a copy, but only a few minutes before right now.
Would you like a few more minutes to read the order, Mr. Manteet?
No, I've read the order. I do have some disagreements with the order, but I have read it.
Sure. Okay. And where are we aiming, if on at least the council's view of the order?
Yes, on the council's view, we're aiming towards June. The first week of June, where perhaps generously suggesting it might be a 3-day trial.
Right.
We're expecting there to be two areas of expertise, civil engineering and town planning, but there hasn't been nomination of experts yet. So a week that would suit myself and my instructor would be the week of the 2nd of June or the week of the 16th of June.
2nd or 16th.
Any 3 days in either of those.
Right. So. Mr. Manteet, about the points of disagreement.
Thank you.
Okay. Your Honour, if I might pass this up to Your Honour, please. We did have prepared orders today. Now, in relation to the expert witnesses, Your Honour.
Yes.
We have a problem here is that the expert witnesses, this is an unusual case where there could be unlawful actions having happened by the council, as identified in my report lodged 21st of February, every single subdivision in Brisbane last year.
Uh-huh.
And we also note that the engineer has responsibilities from council to perform satisfactory conduct under Schedule 2 of the Professional Engineers Act, which includes that standard set by the peers. So there's another factor here, Your Honour, that in 412 cases, there's no other red lines in any of the other cases. Righto? There's a couple of mentions, 225 mil pipe. But you see, in here, Your Honour, in Henderson versus Brisbane City Council, 4139 of 18. We've had a dogleg right angle there. No sham triangle contrary to BSD 8111. And it's BSD 8111 all the way. So I might just pass this up if you don't mind. So then we've got the right to information has appeared at 5 o'clock yesterday, Your Honour. A copy of that is here. And we've got the drawing. I always said it was drawn, not prepared on a computer. It's drawn. And there's some disastrous things there, Your Honour. So there's unlawfulness of both the upstream drainage and the on-site drainage. There's a curb adapter put halfway up the block. Now, Your Honour, I've got informal responses there from two private certifiers, and they say they will not be using any curb adapter that is non-compliant with outside what council have put. Now, BSD 8111 put it on the low side of the curb. So that means the on-site drainage is it is charged. They're both charged. Now, that's a methodology, but it's also laws. So the engineers are asking me, do I have to go through all this and work out what's non-complying with the laws. We've been through the response of disputed reasons. We've given a response to disputed reasons within 10 days. 2 days ago, that's filed. And the council have only come up with one specific reason, Your Honour. They think that the only reason is that the upslope lots, the land falls down to the lot. Well, in my response, I've said that no, it's a valid. Sometimes no one gets lawful point of discharge. It's already in my material as lodged, Your Honour. The upslope is down to them. We're 2 metres above them. That's not the point. Well, I'm happy that,
Mr. Mantic,
you know,
going.
See, that's the end of the case. But if, I'm just responding to the reasons. And if we can show the reasons which we've already done surveying for, that's the end of the case, based on the reasons.
We're just straying a little bit away from where I'm asking you to help me with.
Sorry.
So this is what I would like to do. And it's really no more complicated than this. You've had an opportunity to talk to council about these matters and show them, by taking plans and point out all the points you wish to make to them.
And they have an opportunity to show a survey plan. There's 412 cases with survey plans, Your Honour, and they refuse to acknowledge a survey plan.
So
they haven't shown at all. I never had an opportunity to talk about a survey plan because they didn't look at it, as Mr. Adams would attest. 412 subdivision plans. So no, there has been no opportunity, and they don't know about section 765, 7.23, 7.7.
That's okay. That's okay.
And there's nothing in the disputed conditions about any law whatsoever, and the assessment of the reading right to information. They haven't assessed the law or any engineering methodologies. It carries right through. I've had a look at that, Your Honour. So that needs to be put out in the court in affidavit, and we need to get responses to right to information. And we need to get the responses. Henderson, 3 times this popped up last year, Your Honour. Stamped again. There's 8 stamps. There's the original court stamp. 3 times last year, 12 days before we saw you on the 12th, was the 3rd time, that plan. Now that says BSD 8111.
Yes.
The key document, they haven't followed that. There's no rubber stamp on the one. There's a sham triangle. There's 5 dog legs from last year. There's no sham triangle. They're not following the laws. So the engineer says, mate, what do you want me to do? Do we call the Crime and Corruption Commission because it's of a lesser standard, and the right to information shows that all 5 of the assessment managers have prepared or been involved with unlicensed and unsupervised engineering. The documents are there since 5 o'clock yesterday, Your Honour. So we need to get a response to right to information because there's no, it's been no assessment on law. And it's been our assessment of engineering methodologies, as I've said all along. But they've only given one specific item, and that's the land falls down at the back. Well, if that's okay, we've got the figures coming. The fieldwork's been done. It'll be there in a few days. There's nothing about any standard policies or drawings. Nothing. That's it. If that's all they want, then the case is finished. It'll be finished in 4 days. Now, the BSD 8111 is a backup.
Mr. Mantine, just stop. Please beg you to stop for a moment. I didn't get to finish. All I would like to do today is this, and it's simple. I have given time for both you and council to discuss the issues that has not borne fruit. That can happen, and I'm not being critical of anyone for that. But the product of that means it's time for a trial. You can tell me all these difficulties that you so eloquently describe and point out you can tell me about them. That's where we're up to. So what I would like to do is set your appeal down for hearing, not to start today, but very soon, so that we can get to the bottom of this and get you on your way. That's my aim. Very simple. Now, can I ask this? Putting aside what the experts will say and what where the problems lie, do you have experts or expert witnesses that you would call in support of your case?
I don't have one that is happy to comment on the law, which is unlike, I know, every out of all these 412 cases, there's no problem with the law, except for a few, which I've pointed out.
What about on the engineering?
You see what I mean?
Yeah, but funnily enough, the law is my job.
That's right.
Yeah, it's good. I do have something to do in the case. I'm interested in the technical side of things. So so water doesn't tend to flow uphill. So if there's going to be an engineer to come along and tell me water only flows downhill, are you going to call someone of that nature? Are you going to call an engineer?
Well, I've had discussions with a panel of RPQs.
Yes.
There's one that has done 50 of these out of 412. You can see his clarity of mind. It's perfect. He's gone over other ones. I can see all the mistakes by the engineers. And he said, well, what's these red lines, mate? I've never seen this before in 20 years. Mm. 50 times he's in there last year. 50 right. times. I've never seen these red lines. What are these red lines about? He said, mate, that doesn't work. 10 seconds. Doesn't work. What's this 225mm pipe? Mm-hmm. Because we've got the author of the red line has put in three connections. 225mm pipe's only for two properties, and it's going to blow up the curb if you have any more than 200. But they say 225, which is opposed to the unconditioned of minimum 225. How do you want me to design this, mate? Do you want to comment? Do you want me to design it unlawfully? You see, because you understand, it's different from every other case.
Based on
my evidence here, it's different. Do you want me to get the engineer, the expert? That's the problem I have. Is there's so many unlawful things there? We've got two private certifiers who say they have to go on the council curb adapter, which is not BSD 811 500 mil from the curb. Hello, everyone knows you put the curb adapter at the bottom, but they're sticking with their plans. They could have converted both of these conditions to standard conditions. Right. That's it.
Well, trial time.
You see, Your Honour?
I'm not going to hear any more. I don't need to.
You know?
So what we're going to do...
If you don't mind,
I do mind. You've had plenty of opportunity.
Right.
It's my turn.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to order that the matter's case managed by me. There are not going to be any joint meetings. What we're going to do is we're going to do this old school. There's going to be an exchange of material. So, Mr. Manteat, you bear the onus. You give the council all the material. You want to rely upon a trial. And then I'm going to ask the council to do the same in return. And then we are going to trial. And do we have the trial calendar here? Oops, have you got your diary there, Ms. Hedge?
Yes, sir.
I have two judges in the week of the 31st of March, ready, willing, and able. One of them is me. Can we be ready? Can you be ready for the 31st of March, Mr. Manteat?
I say no, Your Honour, because the engineers, unlike possibly all your other cases, certainly in these 412, not talking about trees, we're talking about engineering, as you rightly mentioned before, water flows down. I have to tell them what the scope is. Now, I've given them this. They're going, mate, you know, I'm not doing the law, you know. I can get a cross-section. Methodologies, water uphill, yes. Probably very quickly.
All they have to do, all they have to do is, this is the problem we're facing. This is the condition imposed by council. This is the condition you want. Tell me about, they're to tell me about the condition you want. That's what you're doing. This is the condition you want.
Correct.
That's what they talk about. I'm not interested in conspiracy theories. It is not a royal commission into what's lawful and unlawful, what's happened in the past. It's a looking forward exercise. So that's what I would like to do. So all we have to do is tell yourself, your experts, anyone who's going to give evidence, the condition that you are going to ask the court to impose, what do they say about it? Why is that the appropriate condition or conditions? Simple.
I appreciate that. I might just respond, Your Honour. I just want to say it again, but let's break it up into engineering methodologies. Is it their terms of reference going to be their terms of reference? That's what I've got orders for today, terms of reference. Do I have to comment on, mate, it doesn't comply with the laws, BSD 8111?
That can be pointed out. But the point
mate. I'm quite happy to give you a cross-section.
What you're asking...
You see, methodology.
You want me, or the judge, whoever hears it, to put a line through the council condition and impose another condition.
Yes.
Right. What you want to do is persuade me, or the other judge, whoever it is, to impose the condition you want.
Yes.
They're going to have to talk about that condition.
I'm happy to talk about the law forever, because
please
we know
don't.
Every single council policy. But it's just a matter of what we're expecting. I go and say to my five engineering consultants, mate, we only want methodologies, engineering methodologies, and no reference to BSD 8111. Because there's no BSD 8111. There is three times that came up last year, decided with that plan approved from the court. That's four times, you see?
Again, I'll say it.
So I'm just wondering whether you want the expert witness, Your Honour, to have a comment on unlawfulness as well as
I don't tell you what evidence to lead. As it is, treading very close to the line to giving me too much assistance. What I'm trying to explain to you is this. You have conditions you want the court to impose. This is the last time I'm going to say it. The conditions you want the court to impose. You have an onus of proof. If you want those conditions imposed, you need to prove that those conditions should be imposed. That's the task that you have taken upon yourself by pursuing this appeal.
Yes, of course. Yes.
So, to prove it, you're going to give some evidence yourself, and you want to call some technical evidence, i.e. from an engineer to explain why your condition is the right condition to impose. That's all I'm asking you to do. It is your case. What you want to tell me about the condition, or whoever the judge is, I should say, about the condition you want imposed on the approval. That's what it's about.
Yes.
If the council has imposed the an unlawful condition on 412 other reconfigurations of a lot, approval. Let's assume that's right. This is not a royal commission into what the council has done on 412 other cases. It's about your case. And if your case proposes a condition that's different to the 412 other cases, let's focus on your condition. That's why I'm not particularly excited about, you heard me say, conspiracy theories and a royal commission. That's not the task the court is charged with. So all I'm asking is you to do this. Everything you want the court to take into account in support of your case, provide it to the council. The whole picture. Council will respond. And then all of that material will be brought to probably me, and we'll work through it. That's what we will do.
Well, Your Honour, for let's call it starting with the call it a decision on the papers, but it's not. But the same sort of guidelines and follow through. I would like to get
it's
a
not,
response.
It's not. It's sorry. It's not on the papers.
I know. I'm just giving a. You know, I know that's a bad thing to bring up, but I'm just saying. I encourage, and I've got orders today to set responses to my responses. I thought that they would. But the only response they've said so far is the land falls down.
But that's it. You've got that's.
So, well, that's it. Finish.
That's the response. That's you've got your response. You may not like it. It might be an.
I like it because it's not right. I love it.
Okay. Well.
Good to see you. So.
But we still have an appeal to deal with.
No.
We don't. Are you withdrawing your appeal?
No.
So we still have an appeal to deal with, don't we? Now, why can't you be ready? When could you have all of your evidence ready to go to give to the council?
All right. I believe by today's 30th of February, by 31st of March, remember?
So you want until the 31st of March. So you want 6 weeks to do your material, right?
I'll be honest, it's just for... I would probably be just getting the calculations... If they want to throw in a few law things, that's great. But
sure, we can work all of that out. But
and engineers love to do engineering. What's this law? What's this stuff here? What's all this?
Yep. You know? But so 6 weeks. If I give you till Monday, the 31st of March, Ms. Hedge, how long does the council want to do?
3 weeks after, after his material.
So that'd be 31st. 1, 2, 3. So we're in the week of the 21st of April. Why don't you do this? Okay. What about 4 days commencing the 6th of May? The Labor Day holiday is the Monday, and then you've got 6, 7, 8, 9.
Unfortunately, they put my birthday in the Labor Party holiday, and it's the worst thing in my whole life.
Your birthday on Labor Day?
Yes.
But we're not sitting Labor Day.
So, yeah.
We're not sitting Labor Day.
I'm just joking. Unfortunately, it'll be after that.
Okay.
But I haven't joked anything.
It's perhaps the dry delivery you'll have to excuse.
Well, I'm a very dry... I don't laugh at my own jokes, so just waiting for
the 4 days commencing the 13th of May. Can you?
I can, but can I just tell Your Honour why I hesitate?
Yeah.
I have a criminal trial in the week of the 12th, which is a 5-day trial, and then I have a 5-day matter in the P&E Court May sittings. So if I block that week, then when I come to the call over, I'll only have 1 week available for that. That matter, which is difficult for my solicitors if that week isn't accommodated. I've put it on the, I told Your Honour what my hesitation is. If you wish to list it, I'll, do my best. But that's the hesitation is to come to a call over with very little availability.
The week before the 28th of April. And this case, Mr. Manteep, it's before your birthday. You could celebrate the trial being finished on your birthday.
No worries.
I have a matter in the mental health court on the 1st of May, but I could do the 4 days, which are 28, 29, 30 and 2nd. Your Honour was content for that, for it to be split. Alternatively, I think a 3-day... Given the scope of the issues, I suggest 3 days would be sufficient, even allowing for an unknown procedure for Mr. Manteep.
How about 28th to the 30th of April? 3 days.
It's suitable for me. I'll just check with my yes. That's fine for us.
I'm glad you could fit us in, Siege. That's wonderful.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it to be difficult.
That works for myself, Your Honor.
Perfect.
There is another matter which, after this is an administration matter, which I'd like to mention.
Okay. Well, I've just got another trial waiting, Mr. Menteith, so I don't have too much more time, but...
Take 10 seconds if you don't mind.
If I can just finish the directions for the trial, and then, yes. So, I have the Brisbane City Council order in front of me. So, leave paragraph number one, that is the appeals case managed by me. And can we delete... can I ask the council to look after this and have a draft order that deletes paragraphs 2 through to 7 and replaces it with an exchange of material, as we discussed? So the 31st of March for Mr. Menteith, and then 3 weeks later for the council. And the appeal, obviously, listed for 3 days, commencing the 28th of April. That order can be prepared and then sent to my associate, and I'll make the order in the chambers. But the idea is that the material provided is everything that both sides want to rely upon at the hearing.
Yes.
Does that make sense? So if it's expert reports, it's whatever it might be, the full gamut.
And submissions as well, submissions and evidence, or just evidence?
No. What I would like to do is when the when all the material is exchanged, we'll come back for a mention, and we'll make sure everything's in place, and then at that mention I will make directions about the provision of submissions.
But, yes.
So.
And does Your Honour wish to set that now?
Can we set that? Is there any reason that could not be in the week of the 14th of April? So, what about Monday, the 14th of April? A review on that date.
That's fine from our perspective, thank you.
Perfect. Right. Now, what's the 10 second matter, Mr. Menteith?
Your Honour, you're holding a typo on the 12th of December. My name is spelled wrong. We've left it out of sight, know about it. There's no slip rule. 60 days, my name's been defamed. It's in the family tree now. We changed the name in 1879 on the way over to the boat.
So where is it spelled incorrectly?
My name.
Where?
Well, my name, you see, on the order at the top.
Right? I can assist, Your Honour. On Your Honour's order from the 12th of December 2024, in that order, Mr. Menteith's name is spelled incorrectly. Two or three letters are in the wrong order, just by typographical error. That's the issue that he's raising with you.
Okay, well, we can fix that.
Well, I would have had an order for Mr. McCabe to write an affidavit as to the reasons, because we've given that information to her two weeks ago.
That won't need.
There's still
reasons.
No response.
If it's spelled incorrectly, we can quickly deal with it. Is that in the court header?
Yes.
Can the draft orders include a further order that the court header is amended to so that Mr. Menteith's name is spelled correctly?
Yes, no difficulty.
And the pronunciation is Monty.
Monty.
As in Dennis Monty played for Australia. My father played for the Queensland Reds.
I'm sorry if I've been...
They all say Monty, you know, but that's the way it's pronounced. But anyway...
I'm sorry if I've been mispronounced.
Oh, no, half of them have a go, so that's okay.
Okay.
The Le Mans. So that's... We get it out of the family tree. We get you out of the family tree, right? That's Troy Henry. You don't want to say the same name.
I'll try and keep
your
up.
Your Honour, may I say, just having a go through.
All right. Anything else?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
All right, thank you.
And Mr. Motti?
And sorry for late again. I
have this routine.
I just can't look online to find the 9:15, but I won't do that anymore. I'll be making a call. So I'm sorry for that again, for the 9:15.
Thank you, Mr. Motti.